Bank of Cardiff, this is Brian.
Brian, this is Nora Nunez with Charlie's in Kingsville, Texas. I had a message from you. I was just calling back to see what all it was about.
Yeah, well, we had mailed an offer to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was just trying to follow up on that. Let me try to get your file up here. What did you say the business name was?
Charlie's AC and Heating.
Charlie's AC. Yeah,
No, I said we also go under just Charlie's because we have Charlie's Construction also.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that out. We had sent an offer to the business. It was in regards to equipment financing and working capital.
I get a lot of those, so I must have just put it aside. I'm just curious how y'all work or what it is, because I know you said it's pre-approved, but I know that, and they all say that, and then when I call, you know, it doesn't go through, because, I mean, our credit is not good. My credit has gotten messed up, because I've got some sons that I co-signed for things, and one son, really, that done it all and messed up our credit.
Okay. Well, the thing is, we have equipment financing and working capital. So for working capital, credit, it doesn't matter as much to get you approved. We usually base that off of sales. And I mean, like, what were your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year, about 300,000 or more.
Okay. Yeah. So, in that case, we're usually able to free up about 30,000 to 45,000 for you. And, how long have you guys been in business?
27 years.
27 years. Oh, nice. There's just like a bunch of different factors. Your credit does have some effect, but our working capital loans are mainly based off of your sales. So as long as you have good cash flow, we assume you're able to, you know, pay off the loan if you were to take one. I mean, are you looking to do anything right now?
Well, I'm fixing to go to my bank to try to apply for a loan for some personal use, not personal, but for the business.
Okay. Do you have an idea?
That we're trying to, some land that we're interested in.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, working capital would definitely be what you're looking for. Do you have an idea of how much you're looking to borrow?
Well, right now it's $58,000.
$58,000? Okay. Since we have you pre-approved, we'd only need like a short list of documents in order to get you, on a full approval. And how we do things here is once we have all the documents in, we'll get you the, maximum amount that we can lend to you. And then from there, you decide how much you want and what terms you're looking for. And, for working capital, our terms go from, 3 months to 3 years. That's usually how things go for working capital. Do you have, a deadline of when you need it by?
Well, actually... I think it's up for sale, so I think they said I've got like a week and a half.
A week, week and a half. Okay. If you'd like,
that'd be interesting, but you said something about like equipment.
For equipment financing, it's like a typical car loan. That's set up 2 to 5 years with monthly payments, and typically rates start in the mid-single digits. And that does the main factor in that is your credit, but we do work with credit tiers A to D. So, you know, if you're looking to bring on any equipment, you know, we might be able to help you with that too.
I don't know what kind of equipment you're talking about, but I was talking about like stocking our warehouse or something like that with equipment, or, but I guess that would be working capital.
Yeah, for like stock inventory. For equipment, I mean, we've had people, you know, they need to get, you know, desks for the office or like just computers, so stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty flexible. Do you have an idea of when you'd get an answer from your bank?
No, I'm fixing to go over there today. I was going through my voicemails. It was full, and I heard it, and I said, let me call and find out what you all, how it works. I mean, I've been banking in my bank for a while. It's just that I hadn't gone to get loans with them or anything, and I'm just going to go try to do this.
Yeah. If you'd like, the short list of documents we would need in order to get you just approved for the maximum amount would be like just the application, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, so from January to June, and the most recent tax return that you have. Have you guys filed for 2015 yet?
Yeah. I just have to get a copy from the H&R Block.
Okay, yeah. So, those are the only three things we need. Do you guys accept credit cards at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you like, 4 months of the merchant statements. And basically those four things would allow us to, search for the best program for you. To get, the maximum amount that you're looking for. Is $58,000 what you want, or is it just what you need?
Well, that's what I need.
Okay.
I don't have to worry about, I don't want to have to use my own funds.
Right. $58,000, is there like a number you're looking for that you want to get? We could aim for that, and then if we can't get you that, we can try to get you what you need.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to get that, so I wouldn't have to be worrying about that. But
okay. We would only need those four things.
Can you email me something, the form, the application and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. What's a good email to reach you at, Lauren?
It's Charlie's charlies-ac@hotmail.com.
Okay. If you could get that all to me today or, tomorrow, we could get, if you get it all today, I'd be able to get you an answer by tomorrow.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll wait for your email then.
Yeah. All right, Lauren. Do you have any questions or
no.
Anything like that? No? All right.
No,
well,
that's it.
All right. Well, I'll send it over in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.